and stability. Simon Mayer Zambala ordered to be 20,000 hotter for the gaming of his backyard man. In Brooklyn, Mugamba steps up the ball with a spot as he faces Green to the full in Kampala.
Of The official army explains that preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the driver of the Toyota Land Cruiser attempted to overtake at a curve and collided head-on with the Toyota Hiace Limited, which is traveling in its correct lane. He says the Toyota Hiace was traveling from north to south with 11 passengers on board and was extensively damaged in the collision, while the driver of the Toyota Land Cruiser escaped unhurt. They said Kulabi disclosed that an unidentified female passenger believed to be between 25 and 30 years old sustained fatal head injuries and was pronounced dead upon arrival at the Kulabi District General Hospital by others. The other one of the injured passengers, Brenda Harishundi, succumbed to her injuries this morning around 09:25. As a result of the collision, I am a good friend and a senior passenger for the team of 751 starting at the Singapore and was promised to an arrangement at the Pure Brain Hospital and was a dream also in the passage which is going to be in the same direction of the person of the information to drive the doctor to have it for 2 times in the region. Then the team now has been to the injury and the team meeting to the Pure Brain General Hospital where they are currently receiving treatment. Police investigation into the accident of the incident victim.
Running the signal agriculture expert Oliver Reliance is the projected yield output for 4,937,605 metric tons for the 2025-2026 farming season is the highest ever recorded in the country and demonstrates the positive impact of strategic investment in agriculture, climate adaptation and farmer support systems. Mr. Lyon says the projected national maize harvest reflects Zambia's agricultural transformation agenda and is a strong indicator of the country's growing resilience to climate change. He has commended the government for implementing agricultural policies and interventions aimed at enhancing productivity and resilience, including the distribution of farmer inputs, expansion of irrigation systems, mechanization in fields, extension services and the implementation of programs such as the Comprehensive Agriculture Transformation Support Program, CAP. The Solana says sustaining the current production levels during the part of the country to prioritize large-scale investments in climate smart agriculture, irrigation development, post-harvest management systems, storage infrastructure, agriculture system and stable markets that provide cost-effective prices to farmers.
The community
Authorities say contacts